FG Nexus sells all 50,000 plus ETH, ends treasury bet in under a year. FG Nexus, a NASDAQ-listed company, has wound down its Ethereum treasury strategy entirely, selling off every digital asset it held by June 30th. The disclosure came via Wu Blockchain, which reported that the firm's ETH holdings had peaked above 50,000 coins before the full exit. The strategy ran for less than a year. For a corporate treasury program built explicitly around holding Ethereum, a complete liquidation this fast is a sharp reversal. Companies that adopt a crypto treasury model typically frame it as a multi-year conviction play, not a position to close within a few quarters. FG Nexus did the opposite, a short-lived conviction. The arithmetic is the story here. A peak above 50,000 ETH is a large position for a treasury company of FG Nexus's profile. At current prices, with ETH trading around $1,881 as of August 14, 2026, 50,000 coins would be worth roughly $94 million. The stake likely swung well above that during the run, given Ethereum's price history over the period the strategy was active. Exiting all of it by June 30th means the company decided the position was no longer worth holding, regardless of where it entered. Whether the sales locked in a gain or a loss depends on FG Nexus's average acquisition cost, which the initial disclosure did not detail. The timing matters either way. Closing out before a reporting cutoff points to a deliberate cleanup rather than a gradual trim. Treasury Strategies Meet Gravity FG Nexus is not the first company to test the digital asset treasury model and then step back. The playbook, popularized by Strategy's multi-year Bitcoin accumulation, treats a public company's balance sheet as a vehicle for concentrated crypto exposure. It works when the underlying asset rises and the equity trades at a premium to net asset value. It gets uncomfortable when either of those conditions breaks. Ethereum treasuries have had a harder run than their Bitcoin counterparts. ETH is down about 0.7% over the past week and has lagged for much of 2026, sitting far below its prior cycle highs. A company holding tens of thousands of coins watches that drawdown hit its book value directly, and the pressure to justify the position to shareholders grows with every quarter of underperformance. The broader index treatment adds another squeeze. Index providers have started scrutinizing whether treasury-heavy firms belong in mainstream benchmarks at all, a signal that some of the market views the model as more speculative than operational. FG Nexus opting out of the game entirely reads as a management team choosing to remove that overhang before it defined the company. Read on corporate crypto risk. The FG Nexus exit is a data point for anyone weighing how durable corporate crypto positions really are. A treasury strategy that ends in under a year suggests the conviction was thinner or the market pressure heavier than the launch messaging implied. It also reinforces a counterparty lesson that applies well beyond public companies. Assets held on someone else's balance sheet can be unwound on someone else's timeline. That principle scales down to individual users, too. Balances parked with a custodial provider, whether an exchange, a lender, or a card issuer, sit at the mercy of that entity's own solvency and strategic decisions. It is the same reason self-custody options exist for people who spend from crypto. When you hold the keys, no corporate treasury reshuffle or reporting deadline sell-off touches your funds. For companies, the FG Nexus case will feed the growing debate over whether Ethereum treasuries have a structural problem. Bit Digital recently pledged the bulk of its staked ETH as loan collateral, with a short call window, another sign that ETH treasury operators are managing tighter liquidity than the model's boosters suggested. Different firms, same underlying strain. The next thing to watch is disclosure. FG Nexus will need to report the realized figures from the liquidation in its formal filings, and those numbers will show whether this was a disciplined exit or a defensive one. Until then, the headline stands on its own. A NASDAQ-listed company built an Ethereum treasury above 50,000 coins and closed it entirely in less than 12 months.